Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on 1 Corinthians. We're in the 9th chapter now. And the bulk of this chapter is a series of questions that Paul is firing off to the church at Corinth. And from these questions, we're able to discern what their concern was, okay? Remember how we talked about this before, that Paul had written them a letter, at least one letter, and they had responded back with at least one letter, and they'd had some questions about some things, and he was answering those questions. Well, now he is asking questions of them related to some stuff that apparently was being said about him, okay? And I'll just tell you what some of the stuff was. Some of them were questioning whether he was really an apostle or not. Some of them were questioning his teaching and his work and the things that he actually did. Some were drawn into question the fact that he, and we don't see this till you get sort of toward the end of these questions, that he didn't take money in the way that other people had taken money. Some were drawn into question the fact that he traveled with some men and some gentlemen and some things like that. So just keep all this in mind as we read through these questions. So here's 1 Corinthians 9, verse 1 says this, and Paul is speaking this. He says, "Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord?" So he had just finished talking to him about being free and having liberty in the Lord and not wanting to cause a brother to stumble. And now he starts drawing all these things, these statements, which apparently were addressing things that were said about him. And the unspoken answer is he is an apostle. The unspoken answer is that he is free. The unspoken answer is that he has seen the Lord and that they were the work of the Lord through him. Verse 2, "If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord." And the last thing Paul wanted to do was to get braggadocious about his apostleship, and he wasn't. But some people were drawing some things in the question and being problematic related to this kind of thing. And he's saying, just look at yourself. You yourself are the seal of my apostleship. An apostle is one that is sent forth with a message. He said, I brought the gospel to you. You believed. Verse 3, he says, "My defense to those who examine me is this." So now he's giving an even more intense defense. "Do we not have a right to eat and drink?" And notice he's speaking in the plural right here. Let me see. It says this. "It is not that we have no right to eat and drink, is it?" That's another translation. That's great. And the answer is, yes, we have the right to eat and drink what we want to. Verse 5, "Do we not have a right to take along a believing wife, even as the rest of the apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas?" We learn some things right here. Apparently, the rest of the apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Peter himself took their believing wives along with them, okay, as they traveled and as they did things. And he says, do we not have the right to do this? Well, they do have the right. Verse 6, "Or do only Barnabas and I not have a right to refrain from working?" So you actually learn a lot about what's going on here in the midst of these questions that he's firing off. We see that there were disciples that were traveling about. We see who was with Paul at this time. And we see that some of them were being accompanied by their wives, okay? He doesn't stop with this, with Barnabas and him. He says, you know, we have a right to not refrain. In other words, they have a right to be supported, okay, to be supported. Verse 7, he says this, "Who at any time serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat the fruit of it? Or who tends a flock and does not use the milk of the flock?" So he's actually going to say this pretty forthrightly, is that there's a sense of expectation in the work that's done right here. And there's nothing wrong with that. A soldier is not a soldier at his own expense. He's a soldier to somebody who's supporting him. Same way with a vineyard. If you plant a vineyard, you expect to receive some portion of the fruit. The same way with a flock. Verse 8, he's making sure they are understanding something. I am not speaking these things according to human judgment, am I? He said, this isn't just my opinion. I'm not just saying this as a human judging this. Or does not the law also say these things? Oh, he's bringing the law in. Well, that gives us a hint about something. That people would have known the law, certain people. There would have been Jewish people among them that would know what he's talking about. Now, the Gentiles that were believers wouldn't have any clue about it, but the Jewish people would explain it to him. Verse 9, for it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the ox while he is threshing. God is not concerned about the ox, is he? So we see here that Paul is giving them understanding and interpretation of the law, okay? About the law. He's telling them what's going on with it. He says, hey, God's not concerned about the ox right there. Well, he is, but not in the sense that he's using it right here. He said, no, you don't muzzle the ox. In other words, you keep the ox hydrated. You keep it water. You keep it fed. He continues on. Or, verse 10, is God speaking altogether for our sake? Yes, for our sake it was written, because the plowman ought to plow in hope, and the thresher to thresh in hope of sharing the crops. So he's saying that you're plowing, you're threshing, you're working, and you're anticipating receiving a benefit of the work. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the way God designed these things, right? Then he says this, verse 11, if we sowed spiritual things in you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? So he's saying, if we have put these spiritual things into you, is it too much if we do receive material things from you? If we receive a gift from you? If we receive support from you? Verse 12, if others share the right over you, do we not more? Nevertheless, we did not use this right, but we endure all things so that we will cause no hindrance to the gospel of Christ. So here's what he's saying. This is what's going on here. He's saying, if somebody sows spiritual things into you, is it too much for there to be an expectation even, or should you not support them? And he says, if others share the right over you, that's the reason I said what I did at the beginning. There were other people that were coming through and teaching and preaching, and that's fine, that's great, that's wonderful. But they were sharing that right. They were receiving support from them. And he says, if they're receiving support, should we not even more so receive support? This is one of the portions of Scripture where you get this principle and this idea that you need to give within the arena that you're really receiving from, that you're being blessed from. For the most part, most of us are in environments to where we act and behave like that if you're not giving through your local church, then it doesn't count. You know what I mean? God is not pleased. That's not true at all. You give as the Lord tells you to give. And he's going to talk more about this later. And also in another letter, 2 Corinthians, he talks about it. But you give as he directs. But you understand that you give within the arena where you're being blessed. And so you help folks like that. But he says what? Nevertheless, you know what? We did not use this right. He said we didn't receive any support from you. We did not receive any gift from you. We did not mandate, instruct, and command that you needed to do this for us. He says, we endured all things so that there would be no hindrance to the gospel of Christ. He didn't want there to be a hindrance to the gospel. He didn't want people to say, well, Paul's only saying this because you're giving him money, and he says these kind of things to get more and more support from you. No, he did not say that. He did not want to say that. He wanted to be above board in relationship to that type of thing. So he says, I didn't receive it so that there would be no cause of hindrance to the gospel of Christ. Is that not amazing? Well, he's got more to say about this, but I'm out of time. We'll look at it in the next episode. I'll see y'all then.